Well, good morning, humanity. It's February 19th, 2024, and it is the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Good morning. This is Bev.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you in trauma from Hellbent Fire days at Tombstone or something? What do they call it?
Vigilante days.
There's a good trauma.
No, I rested up yesterday.
There's generational trauma right there that they celebrate every year.
No idea.
That's funny. I just thought of that. So we're going to build on our wonderful workshop. If you missed it Thursday night, go to our website, look up trauma or emotional trauma, and the presentation by Jenny Garner was awesome. It was so powerful and so timely, even though it was done, what did we say, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
At least.
2019, she mentioned.
So, we want to go over a little bit of that and go a little more into detail on how BioTouch can help and has helped in the past. And we'll just sort of go over some of the points and then build on it. One of the things she talked about is how we are all in trauma. You know, all of humanity is living in trauma right now. And you were saying that that's not just generational, it's ancestral.
Right. So just briefly, just to give you the scope of that emotional trauma, we as a kingdom, fourth kingdom on this planet, we have as a group inherited some ancient stuff that we are, even without everything else that's going on, that we are trying to deal with. And it's very below the threshold, of course. So even that, if you think you don't have trauma, you just inherited.
Right.
All of us together inherited that. Then you have what we're seeing and hearing.
She talked about the refugees.
That's all part of it, though,
right?
Because it's coming out of us.
Yes, and that's the beauty, really, of what's happening, especially as we were talking about social media. You can no longer hide from it. You know, we can say, oh, I don't watch the news, or I don't do TikTok, or I don't do this, or I don't do that. But you know something, every little community, every family is reverberating with these little traumas. So you can't get away from it. And to me, I sort of like tuning into TikTok. I like seeing that and how it triggers in me. Where does it trigger? And that was one of the things Jenny said. We all hold this trauma. We're in the floods. We see the wars. The bullying is becoming a big thing. The sexual assaults and rapes. People being taken to court. Yes, the politics, the arguing, the this and the that. You know, like she said, it's horrible. It's sad. You know, and we're just part of this global trauma. And the key, and it was nice when she, 5 or 10 minutes into the talk, she just had us all stop for a moment and feel where it was reverberating.
Yeah,
and that was simple.
Yeah, right in the moment you can do that.
Yes, and it's not about trying to change it, and it's not about judging it. You know, it's about the feeling, and we don't know what that feeling is. It could be a reverberation, it could be heat, it could be who knows what it is, but each person has something different. And to me, that's the beauty of what happens in BioTouch, yeah?
Yeah, because I was thinking, and maybe this is why BioTouch is here. I firmly believe that in these times of, wow, such trauma. But maybe the reason that it is meant for all of us is because what I was saying. This is a group trauma that we're going through, not individually. It may be coming out in different ways, but we all have bought into it. It's all part of our history as a humanity. And so here we have something that doesn't just help a few here and a group here and maybe a bunch here. This is something that every single person living here can experience, can use, can share, can give, can receive. And what do we know about BioTouch? What the one thing that, and we were talking about this, what Jenny was saying, be present just for a moment to just recognize where that trauma is. Well, that is exactly where BioTouch begins. It begins what? In to unravel the body and all that it's holding
Yes.
and brings us into the awareness of something.
And so that's interesting because you, so when you feel where it is, if you do the greeting, and then you even just touch locally where that reverberation is, and I'm reminded, this is very interesting, I'm reminded of at Amity, this drug rehab community, and we worked with these young folks twice a week, and I remember one young lady coming in. She was there. She was had been in jail for years. They had taken her child away, and she was at Amity to be reunited with her child. She was in intensive group work every day, all day long, and she would get her BioTouch in one day, and her shoulder was just killing her all the time. And one day when we were working on her shoulder, she started wailing. I mean, crying and wailing, and was able in the midst of that to tell us that the memory of being raped and kicked in her shoulder had come back to her.
That's powerful.
Yes. And what happened? The pain went away,
Bent
and
go.
she was able to go back to the group and actually talk about it because
Wow.
she didn't even remember it. Which is what
Oh,
happens to a
yeah.
lot of people who are in those
Yes.
kinds of trauma.
Well, and Jenny mentioned that.
Yes.
Jenny said it, the trauma that she experienced didn't even start coming to her in what? Later in life.
Yes, till all her kids
Kind
were
of
raised,
below
she
the
was
threshold, you know?
in her 40s. Yes. So it's just stuck there. So when you talk about generational trauma and ancestral trauma, and we can just deal with this Israeli-Gaza situation for myself. You know, just watching that and seeing the trauma for me in which side I tend to lean to,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and it's not about judging the other side, but it's all, you know, being a Jew and being generational from Holocaust and being da 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 on and on and on. It doesn't even matter about having to trace it. It's just recognizing that it reverberates.
That's it.
Right.
That is exactly it. The recognition that something is wobbling here.
Yeah.
And the moment that we allow ourselves to be present, where is it? Then we can start, maybe it will come to us, not just what it is, but how it, what's the cause? If you don't heal the cause, you're just skirting around things. You know, and it's work. It's painful. It's really painful to start to let yourself, you know, go there in the first place. But that's part of the healing. And I know that the this is why I'm so convinced that BioTouch is so important for all of humanity, is because it can give us the key to start opening that journey, you know, and because without that, the healing really does not happen at that point where the cause of everything is going on. And the other thing is, in all of that, what does it help us? It helps bring us into a place of safe, being
Right.
feeling safe. To really open ourselves up, to be trusting, to being cared for, because at the end of it, you know, it's so easy to say there's nothing but love.
Yeah, and to recognize that we're not judged. You know, BioTouch is a non-judgmental technique. There's
Right.
nothing you have to believe in order to do it. It's a simple, gentle touch and very powerful points we've found out. And it's an acceptance of all
Yeah.
that I am and all that I've been through. I'm not good. I'm not bad. I don't have to feel guilty. That the touch brings us to, as you just said, trusting and allowing ourselves to be loved. And that's where healing happens.
That's where healing
Yes, it
happens.
doesn't happen anywhere else.
No.
You can do all the gyrations you want, but if you haven't
Right.
gotten to the root cause, which
Yeah.
is we're judging ourselves all the
The
time.
time.
All the time, and for one moment with BioTouch. And it doesn't take doing a whole set. I mean, one of the
No.
great things she talked about was when people are in this trauma, there's the frontal lobe and the
It
rear lobe of the
changes the
brain.
brain.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
disconnects. And
Right.
people don't know where they don't have a self-identity. They don't know where they are in time and space. And then we give it all kinds of, oh, it's schizophrenic, manic, depressive, da da
Right.
da da da. But
Bipolar,
yeah,
whatever.
and but BioTouch, doing that greeting, taking those two fingers, touching just below the breastbone with your dominant hand for 6 to 8 seconds, taking those same two fingers, touching just to the left of the big bone to the at the bottom of the neck there, and then just doing ANA of the head, two fingers on the front of the forehead just before it goes up to the crown, and two fingers at the base of the skull in the middle of the neck. Boom.
Boom. Take our 21-day challenge. That's what it is. The
Yes.
greeting and the ANA.
And that doesn't cost anything. You can do it, you'll be effective. Please, you have to understand there are no levels in BioTouch. If you're part of the human condition that Bev was just talking about, which if you're watching this, you're part of the human condition.
That's right. It's really wonderful when you were talking about all that. There's no expectations. I think that is a really amazing thing. What can I expect? Are you going to guarantee something? When should I? How should I? With BioTouch, there's no intention, there's no expectations, there's no guarantees. And that is because no words are necessary to remind us that we, our bodies, are the great healers, the great holders of everything, all of the trauma, all of the cellular memories, all of the generational, and all of the human stuff that we all carry within us. I don't care where you live or how you live.
Right.
You are, if you're a member of this kingdom, you share. This is the thing, one of the things that connects us, not just the love, but the history of working through our stuff.
That's funny. I'm reminded of 2001 Space Odyssey. How does it start? Here are
Yeah.
the two apes, the two
Yeah,
that all of a
right.
sudden create these two different things, and they come over the and start beating the shit out of each other with clubs.
Right from the beginning, there
There
we
you
go.
go, folks. It's been going on for a
Cool. You've been
long
carrying this a
time.
long time, right? It's not going to happen
You
overnight.
have to laugh that, all
You
we
do.
are acting out our deep animalistic trauma responses. And BioTouch is here to bring simple help. And it can be done anywhere. I could only wish you, when we're sending humanitarian aid, we could just bring a few BioTouch practitioners out there.
Oh
Get
man.
those little kids I keep seeing on TikTok, get them to
Oh.
have the little BioTouch, get them to take those little fingers and touch their family and their friends and just
Yeah.
do ANA if
Yeah.
nothing else. I mean,
Just everybody
it would
turning
be
to each other, right?
so powerful. And you can do it, I mean, how many times? Trauma in an accident. I've had done it at least a few times. Come upon an accident. Here's somebody laying in the street, just got hit, and I was able to run out, just do the greeting. I just went under a shirt, and was able to just start doing the headset before the EMTs even showed up. And you can see the body, and a couple of the times the person that had been hit, was able to sit up, was relaxed, it wasn't shaking any longer. So these things can be done even in an emergency situation. It doesn't have to be long-term trauma.
It's innate, and even in spite of all of our stuff and trauma and what's going on, the what is innate in us is love and is caring for each other. That's and serving. Those things are part of us as well as the other. And what BioTouch lets us do exactly that in the moment of need. So service is what? Not when it's convenient, not when, oh, I'll get back to you. Service is in the moment when the need arises. And that is why we say BioTouch is a service to humanity, because it lets all of us become servers in the moment, caring with that touch, love and caring and support and trust and hope. Come on, people. It's here. It's
It's
here for us.
here, and there's ways to get it. Go to justtouch.com. You can download the greeting for free. If you want here, we post it here for the next, well, and what go to justtouch.com/workbook for the few sets of points that we taught for emotional trauma. We do have other workshops too that we're doing. And our next practitioner training, which will be virtually, that's going to be March 16th. It's just a one-day training. You get a membership, you get the ebook, we go over all the sets of points, we answer all your questions, and then you've got it. You got the whole system, and you got a way to refer back to whatever set you need. If you ever have a question, you contact us. I just had a lady from Scotland wants to learn how to do BioTouch.
Well, can I go
Yep.
and teach you?
Yeah, well, all right, I'll tell her that. She's ready to be a trainer in there at
Oh,
Scotland, you know.
yay.
And so
Okay.
that's the goal. We want to get this everywhere in the world. If you want to help pass on the beauty of BioTouch, please let us know. Contact us. We don't turn anybody away. We're here to freely share this. You know, inflation might be hitting the global community, but we're trying to keep our prices the way they were 30 years ago. So it's.
Well, as you have often said, how do you put a price on truth? And the truth is that we're love. That's priceless. It just is.
So please join us. Let us know how we can help you feel comfortable practicing BioTouch. We're here every Monday. Thank you, Bev. That was an
Thank
awesome
you,
little
Bob.
dialogue.
Yep.
And we'll see you all next week. I'll be in a very secret place. We'll let you know when it happens.
But we'll still be there.
Yes, we will. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be. I know this to be true. It happens to me and you. In the middle of the day, energy just fades away. Down the line, we realize we can re-energize, feeling better in the end with attention from a friend. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.